The term is relegated to history, which is a gentle way of saying that a person or event is yesterday's news. That is not how any person or action associated with the September 11th attack should ever be treated. Lessons from that day, the months, the years that followed, hold up in the here and now. The inspiration of the people from that day who stepped up have eternal value as well. My next guest is one of those people. He was part of the rescue and recovery of Ground Zero as a member of the National Guard. His devotion to duty and patriotism, by the way, did not stop at Ground Zero either. It is an honor to welcome Anthony Remore to the show. How are you today, Anthony?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here to recognize you as a representative for the countless number of people who sacrificed so much of their being, certainly in the aftermath of everything that happened. So for that, we certainly thank you for what you did then and for helping us remember the importance of then today as well. Talk about what that scene was, because it was just a normal start to what we thought was going to be a normal day, that Tuesday, September 11, 2001. You are called up, and without hesitation, you make it out to Ground Zero, the only car on the LIE, if I recall your story correctly. Take us through that first day, because I can imagine this is not something that was in any training manual.
No, it was definitely different than anything I have experienced in the past. Obviously, being in the military at that point for a little over 4 years, active duty, a couple of deployments, peacekeeping missions in Bosnia. This was very different. Starting my day, as you had mentioned, waking up thinking it was just any other day. I was going through the New York City Police Department in processing at that time. I was accepted, and I woke up to get the day started and threw on the news as I started every day and saw the planes flying into the World Trade Center, knowing already at that point that it was a terrorist attack with my background and experience. There was no way a plane could have flown into the World Trade Center on accident. I saw on the bottom of the screen all New York National Guard members were activated, did not wait for a phone call, packed my bags, kissed my mother goodbye, and headed to my unit in Jamaica, Queens.
Yep.
From that moment, we rallied, put a game plan together of how we were going to get there. Got there by bus and was dropped off in the financial district to march down to Ground Zero. And that's how my day started.
We have to point out, too, that was a point where the fires were still burning. And as a matter of fact, the fires, by most experts say, that the fires below ground, above ground, continued for 99 days. I guess it's more than a cliche in this case. That was hell on earth those days.
It was, and the toxic fumes were painful. At the same token, which we did not have any kind of respirators for the first 3 days, so inhaling all those fumes while we were performing the search and rescue, and then later transitioning into the recovery efforts. So we were there for 3 weeks on Ground Zero. Military played an instrumental part in a cordon, as well as search and rescue and recovery efforts.
I was looking at some of the stats, too. There were so many. I think the number was 1,777 families that never received any remains from the wreckage and the recovery, which that's just, I mean, for someone seeking closure, that was probably the worst case scenario of anything that happened. But you're looking,
of course,
help the civilian, help someone who could never fathom having the strength to go to do what you do. What were some of the day-to-day details?
Sure, Chris, I'm happy to elaborate and paint that picture for you. So when we got down there, our first part of the mission was cordon, ensure that no looters were infiltrating those lines, getting into the basements, which there were, which was, you would think they would have some kind of compassion for the loss of life, but no, that did not happen. But during the cordon efforts, there was barricades at every street, and behind those barricades were Americans looking for their loved ones with pictures and notes, screaming, "Please help me!" And it was very difficult to not be able to help in that capacity. We had a focus on the mission, and you know, being military, that's what we're trained to do. Is you don't involve emotions. You focus on the mission at hand to ensure success, and that's exactly what we did. As heartfelt as it was, seeing these people, screaming out for help. Knowing that if they had no contact with them, the chances were they were part of the statistics. So the day-to-day operations, we were 12 on and 12 off. We slept in an office building, a vacant building in the financial district, across street from the stock exchange, and we marched down there every day, doing the best we could to provide security. First line of security for Ground Zero, and ensure we had vetting all the fire, FEMA, police, every organization that came through there, and that was really it. We were part of we were there when George Bush came down. We saw that speech. Which was heartfelt. No, at that point we didn't have any weapons. All weapons were taken away from us because of that. So, just painting a picture, of the scene. I saw thousands of Americans coming together, and it's painful to see that it takes an event like this to see Americans come together. There was no red. There was no blue. They were Americans. There was no siding, no political agenda. They were Americans coming together in a time of crisis.
Tony Dan Moore, National Guard member, who was one of the first responders on September 11th, 2001 at Ground Zero. Anthony Remore, RUMORE.com is his website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. That aspect of your work where you had to contain your emotions and just do what you're responsible for doing. When the time came to move on away from where you were after you did what you were assigned to do, how do you release? Because, man, there must have been a lot of stuff holed up inside you.
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. When we were finally replaced and relieved of our duty, 3 weeks afterwards, we marched out of the city because there was no transportation able to get anywhere near Ground Zero. So we marched several miles out of the city, and the streets were lined with Americans holding up signs. I remember very vividly people running up to us, hugging us and thanking us for helping and doing what we did. And that was an emotional time to begin with, just kind of a sign of relief that we were moving out of the area. But the real challenge afterwards was the mental challenges. And, I had not been to combat yet at that point, so I didn't know what PTSD was. And, Chris, I'll tell you, 2 weeks afterwards, I did not leave my house because I did not understand what I was going through, because I had an opportunity to reflect on what it is that I saw, what we did, and then, of course, thinking about all of the other people that lost lives, the kids that would never see parents again, the brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and mothers and fathers, and that all lost their loved ones due to this terrorist attack. So that only lit a fire inside of me to want to go to war, and that's exactly what I did when I moved to Arizona from New York. My National Guard unit was deployed to Iraq quickly after I arrived here. So I wouldn't say I was excited to go, but I was happy to do my part to fight terrorism.
When you hear the politicians in the here and now praise people like you, praise the firefighters, pay tribute to the lives that were lost, is it also important that we need to remember a lot of these same voices of praise have been the voices that were denying people like yourself what was rightfully due to you through the James Zadraga 9/11 Health Compensation Act, 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund? Wasn't until 2015 when the Zadraga program was going to be funded and kept active until, I believe, 2075. It just seems like hypocrisy, no matter what, how valid the cause is, hypocrisy just seems to be a cancer we've yet to find the cure for.
Let me add to that, Chris. I was experiencing some health issues. Obviously, the World Trade Center Health Organization was very helpful to me in diagnosing my ailments, my asthma, providing medications. But the VA did not recognize any of it, and here's the reason why. Because my orders to go to Ground Zero were not federal orders, there were state orders. The VA did not recognize any of my ailments because those orders were not federal. So they would not give me any compensation for under the VA. They did not recognize any of that because of that reason.
Absolutely incredible. And the Zadraga program, by the way, I want to correct myself, was extended in 2015 to the year 2090, leaving nothing to doubt, at least there. So, I mean, I guess we could say if you want to be put everything on a scale, eventually some of them get some of it right. So we can always reach for that as something. Same with the VA too. The VA then versus the VA now is at least becoming a better picture. A lot of work still to do. We've talked about it often here on the show too with others, but it's something that's the push is still needed to make things right for people like Anthony, our veterans, our healthcare workers, many others. Learn more about what Anthony is doing in the here and now. You can find out about his work at AnthonyRumore.com. We have a link over at our page as well. Member of the National Guard, member of our military, member of the first line of recovery at Ground Zero 21 years ago on this day. Anthony Rumore, you represent our heroes well. We thank you for all that you did, and we thank you for the lessons of value that you still bring to us today, and we thank you for being here with us.
Chris, thank you for having me.